Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston, always delivering the biggest and best in sports each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. All of our guests joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And indeed, it is a big weekend. The NBA All-Star Game and festivities are underway. The best players in the league on display in Toronto, making some amazing memories that will go down in league history. It is truly the best of the best, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. What an awesome way to kick up our show. We are so excited. We have secured one of the all-time greats. He is a four-time NBA All-Star, an incredible career with the Dallas Mavericks, and was recently inducted into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. We love him when he's on the show. His insight, his energy, always a Big E favorite, number 22, Rolando Blackman. Good evening, Rolando.
Alyssa, doing well today. How are you? My goodness, it should be a fantastic weekend. Once again, the All-Star celebrates itself, and along with all the fans around the world. So it's a great time in NBA basketball.
So true, and it's Friday night, the Celebrity All-Star Game. Actually, it is already underway, and we are very anxious to relive some of your amazing memories. As I just stated, you're a four-time NBA All-Star. But I want to start off our conversation, Rolando, with congratulating you on your recent induction into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. All I can say is you have come a long, long ways from your early days in Panama City, Panama. You were only 8 years old when you came to this country. So what did that mean to you personally, being inducted and recognized?
The other thing, it's always fantastic to be recognized in such a fantastic area as far as the basketball is concerned from college. But it was just a great piece to be around so many family members and so many friends. You know, we all know that in order to be successful, you've got to work hard, have the focus, determination, and discipline to being able to get to where you need to go. But the important thing is so many people, Alyssa, so many people help you along the way. And for me, it was just wonderful to have all of my friends and folks around me that were the people that were driving me, people that were there to have a shoulder to lean on and to push and to have conversations and just to have your village with you during these times to share those great moments. It was just a wonderful time. And, of course, I got a chance to meet some of my great heroes also, too. Hondo Havlicek was out there.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody I emulated growing up. So it was just fun, but it's good to be there to enjoy with the people who helped you right along the way.
Such a great honor. Obviously, you're proud, very humbled to be inducted with so many of the greats. What a total of seven. How cool was it to also hang out with a good friend of our show, Quinn Buckner? Did he have some good Bobby Knight stories to share?
Well, matter of fact, you know, the thing, I've been around Quinn for a long time. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I made the 1980 Olympic basketball team. I was the starting shooting guard on the 1980 team that didn't go into Moscow because of political reasons.
Right.
And I get to talk to Quinn about many things. Of course, he was down there in the Mavs coach and had the opportunity to talk to him about many, many things. So it was always fun. It was always fun to talk to Quinn. Quinn always had some great basketball perspectives, talking about not only Bobby Knight but also his great point guard brain. You know, it takes a great brain to only have one loss in two college seasons,
yeah,
in understanding how to navigate a team and put it all together. So his conversation is always high level, and it's always a lot of fun to interact with him, especially on his great basketball IQ.
We are honoring the great Rolando Blackman tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to chime in on the conversation. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to this fascinating interview at podcastarena.com. Just click on our YSR tab. So tell us, I mean, take us back to the month of November. I mean, what was the ceremony like, and what was something that you definitely wanted to share with everyone about your incredible career at Kansas State?
Well, I think anytime you go through the process of me coming into this country at the age of eight and playing soccer and learning the game and being able to apply of being able to learn how to shoot the basketball and play defensive side of things and put it all together with all the people who helped, the basic and the best thing that happened in that place was that I got an opportunity to have the acknowledgement of all the rest of my peers who were there, who really recognized a person who, for me, played great defense also. I was known in college to really be a shutdown player.
Mm-hmm.
And being the three-time defensive player of the year at that time in the Big Eight was very, very special to me as far as that's concerned. I'd made All-America basketball teams and being able to put it together, but to be able to be conference player of the year three straight years in a row and make an Olympic basketball team as a starting shooting guard was very, very special. And I got to share that with a lot of other great players who were right around in that era, in that time, and being able to talk to them about it and as well share with their family and friends and get lots of hugs and kisses and be a part of a premium group of a great players.
You played for Jack Hartman, so tell me this in terms of how did attending Kansas State and playing for Coach Hartman, how did that prepare you for the challenges of the NBA? Because you had an incredible 13-year career, not only with the Dallas Mavericks, but what your final 2 years before retiring in 97 with the New York Knicks.
Yes, I think in going into Kansas State, and people always ask me, how did I get from Manhattan, New York, and Brooklyn, New York, into Little Manhattan?
Right.
Kansas. What happened?
Uh-huh.
But you know, the story is completely easy and very, very simple. You know, in Manhattan, Kansas, my coach was Jack Hartman. And if you go back through the history and as you go through the understanding, you understand that Jack Hartman was the guy who also coached the great Walt Frazier when they were at Southern Illinois, the Salukis of Southern Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
So when you have a coach like Jack Hartman who coached the great Walt Frazier, at the time also, too, he was coaching another great All-American by the name of Mike Evans, who played professional basketball with the Denver Nuggets and also with the Portland Trail Blazers, and actually ended up being part-time the general manager of the Denver Nuggets for a little while. You knew and understood, if you did your checking and your background, that this guy knew how to produce great players and could help me become a great guard. And lo and behold, Alyssa, over the 4 years and listening to Jack, understanding his principles and understanding, I too came down that same path along with the great people at Manhattan, Kansas, who were there to cover me and making sure that things were going well. And also the great schooling and opportunity that I got to have a great college education as I graduated in marketing and sociology from Kansas State University. It was someone who knew how to create and make a guard. And listen, here I am. I came through all the way, not only in college, but also was propelled onto a great NBA career as well.
Absolutely. We are celebrating the great Rolando Blackman, shining the spotlight on him at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. So tell me this, Rolando, what is your best memory at K-State? I was Googling a bunch of stuff, looking at some of those old plays on YouTube, and I tell you what my favorite was, 1981, hitting that buzzer beater, knocked off top-seeded Oregon State. That was huge.
Well, that was one of the huge moments, of course. Anytime you go up against the number two team, Coach Miller of Oregon State, it was just a tremendous time to being able to play the game in the NCAAs and go up against a team where they thought they were just going to come out and blow us out. But of course, anytime, as I say today in the life, and a little tip for all the fans, when you go into your NCAA, who's going to win? Always look for the teams that have the top juniors and seniors on the team. When you've got a good group, just like we had, of players that could play the game, understood the game, came up together, you can always win a basketball game no matter who you go up against. And, of course, we were led by me and also other great players on our basketball team that could go up against Oregon State and to win that game. So that was a special time. And, of course, for me, any time, which we did often, to go up to Allen Fieldhouse and play our big rival KU,
oh, you bet,
and beat them at KU. Uh-huh. That was always the big deal and the big time fun for me also too, which we were able to do a few times and have a great time with that kind of a thing. That an interstate rivalry. So those are some great times. Winning at KU and also of course beating Oregon State and being able to come through and move on in the NCAAs, which was a great thing for K-State Nation.
It is the NBA All-Star Weekend. We are celebrating with four-time NBA All-Star, also Dallas Mavericks great, number 22. It is retired from 81 to 92 with Rolando Blackman. And if you were just joining us, we want to encourage you to check out our podcast page at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And we love to be interactive and hear from you on Twitter. Join us at eRadioSports. And you can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Much more NBA All-Star Weekend Talk with the great Rolando Blackman right after this quick timeout.